Are you a people pleaser? Do you have a hard time saying no, or do you feel guilt around saying no? If you have answered yes to any of those questions, or you just have a hard time, like I said, in general, saying no, or you're just a yes person, and maybe you say yes and then you regret it later, but maybe you've struggled with just this concept of boundaries. I think we, in like general, the world has taught us that boundaries are walls, and like boundaries are get everybody out of your life that doesn't make you happy or doesn't bring you joy. And those are just really blanket statements for what boundaries really are. Because again, boundaries are about creating connection. I wrote a whole biblical study on boundaries. You can get that in my shop at jessicahuddle.com/shop. But boundaries are about creating connection if that other person allows you to, but it's showing honor and respect for both people. But what I've noticed in working with my one-on-one coaching clients is this harsh reality that they have a hard time because they're supposed to love people and meet people where they are according to scripture, but then they feel like they're not being loving by setting a boundary. So that's why I'm talking about this today, how Jesus modeled emotional and relational boundaries. Jesus loved deeply, but he didn't say yes to everyone or everything. That means neither should we. So if Jesus, the Son of God, lived with boundaries and gives us boundaries, that means that that gives us full permission to do the same. So I want to unpack what this looks like today. But before we get started, I don't know what today has looked like for you, whether you're listening to this in the morning, on a walk, at night. But if you're here, maybe you've been carrying more than anyone else knows, and you need that safe place to talk about the things that you're going through. Maybe you've asked yourself, why do I feel so broken even when I'm trying so hard? Or why can't I shake these thoughts that keep me stuck? And maybe this one especially, why does it feel like God is quiet when I need him the most? If that's you, I want you to know that you're not the only one. And more importantly, you don't have to stay in this place. I've been where you are. I know the pain. I've had the same questions and questions that still come for me. I remember wondering if things could ever really change. And I just want to offer you something simple, a free 20-minute consultation. There's no pressure, just space to take a breath, talk, and possibly take one step toward healing. You don't have to have the perfect words. You don't have to explain everything. You just have to show up, because freedom is possible. Peace is possible. Healing is possible. Click the link in the show notes. Book your free 20-minute consult, because you are never meant to walk this alone. So let's take that next step together. Again, wherever you're listening, go to the show notes, click on the link, book a free 20-minute consult today. I think that you could read every boundaries book known to man, but it's not until you bump up against people, be around people, and put it into practice, do you actually get comfortable with setting boundaries. Sometimes they'll say, like, I don't care how much you read, even the Bible. We can read the Bible all day long, but sometimes we can read the Bible like it's a workbook or a textbook that we have to learn about in school, and we forget the application piece, the piece of living it out and being a disciple of Jesus. And so I think it gets really confusing because we get uncomfortable. So we get confused about how do we show up? You know, if Jesus is our example, how are we supposed to love like Jesus did? If I'm supposed to do that, but what if somebody becomes unhappy with me? Right? And again, I think we can read every book, we can read hundreds of books, but if we never apply what we're learning, then we're really not changing. Change comes with application. Change comes with bumping up against other people, being willing to communicate, being willing to confront conflict. And conflict does not have to be scary, big, or something that we run from. I have personally had to set multiple boundaries with family. I've had to be clear in friendships. And I was never super clear in my dating relationships because that was just some broken pieces of myself. But what I realized is that the more that I do it, the more comfortable I get, the more I'm aware of what could happen or what couldn't happen, or their, you know, their reactions to what I have to say. But the most important thing is we can do this still with love. Clarity is kindness. So I can speak in love, be clear about what I'm not okay with, and still love that person and respect them and know that they have dignity and worth. So the first thing is Jesus had clear priorities and he didn't please everyone. Jesus came to save the world, but he did not try to meet everyone's expectations of him. Luke 4:42 through 43 says, "The people were looking for him, and when they came to where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said, 'I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent.'" Translation for this passage of scripture is Jesus told people no, even when they wanted more from him, something different from him. He wasn't driven by guilt or shame or condemnation. He was led by purpose. And this is something that we really need to be clear about, is just boundary clarity. Jesus knew his assignment and he didn't let emotional pressure pull him off track. If you're feeling drained because you're saying yes to everything, maybe it's time to ask yourself, like, what has God actually called me to? You are allowed to protect that energy and say no without shame. Now, practically, what does this look like, right? It's asking yourself, what season of life are you in? A lot of my clients have little kids, and so they're not able to go out and do all the things because they're tired. They have one-year-olds or newborns or, you know, whatever it is. They have three kids under the age of five, and they're trying to do everything. They're trying to not feel like a bad mom because the house isn't perfect. And it's just this like unraveling of, I got to be everything to everyone and say yes to everything to keep everybody happy. But in your season, you just have to practically ask yourself, what kind of season am I in? Am I married? You know, am I newlywed? Am I in the age where my kids are young? Like, what is it? And know what kind of capacity that you have for that. You know, I have a friend that I've been friends with for a while, and she's a great friend. And I so respect the fact that, you know, her kids are still somewhat young. They're about 10 and under, and she has three. But when they were younger, she just didn't commit to really anything with church. She, you know, just kind of said no, like, kids young, doesn't have the energy. You know, her husband was, you know, he works out. And so she's a stay-at-home mom and fulfilling her role there. And it's only now that some of her kids are just getting a little older. Like I said, they're about 10, 8, where she's saying yes to a few more things. But for a while, it was no to a lot of things. And she's very clear about what she likes, what she doesn't like. And she's okay with saying no to that. And I really love that about her. So number one, Jesus had clear priorities. Just know what season of life you're in. You don't have to please everybody and you don't have to feel guilty about it. Jesus modeled this very clearly. He knew what his purpose was. He knew what his priority was. We get to ask ourselves the same. Number two, Jesus took time to be alone, even when others wanted him. Therefore, boundaries, they're not just about saying no to others. They're also about saying like yes to rest, to renew yourself, to spend time with the Father. So again, boundaries are not about keeping people out. Yes, we have to start to say no, but it's not just about no. It's also what you're going to be able to gain by saying no. Mark 1:35 says, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed." If we can be honest with ourselves, if Jesus needed alone time with God, we definitely do. Now, this doesn't mean it's going to be this perfect, quiet morning. Like, I think we've just idolized that. Maybe you have kids running around. Great. But I think that there's moments where we can still find just even that solitude, that silence, when we're in our car. putting our phone down, not picking it up at the red lights and the stop signs. And, you know, maybe it's just when we're waiting in an office, or I know that this sounds, you know, maybe weird, but even if you have young kids and you're taking a shower or going to the bathroom in a public place, all those moments, you can just take a minute to breathe and just recognize the silence and the solitude. Jesus did not apologize for making that time, the emotional boundary to just be alone with God. In fact, when the disciples tried to pull him back to the crowds, Jesus redirected them. So he chose presence with the Father over productivity with people. And if we're even looking at this from a nervous system perspective, time alone with God is not selfish. It's very regulating. It can keep us grounded, discerning, emotionally healthy, because our goal, right, is to become sanctified. We become sanctified by the word, and we, of course, learn even more about ourselves when we bump up against other people. So if Jesus didn't rush, we don't have to either. Number three, Jesus didn't trust everyone, even if he loved them. John 2:24-25, but Jesus did not entrust himself to them, for he knew all people. He did not need any testimony about mankind, for he knew what was in each person. So Jesus had discernment. He loved all, but he did not entrust himself to everyone, or really anyone but the Father. He knew that not everyone had the right motives or the best interest for him. And he didn't pretend otherwise. And that's not being judgmental. It's being wise. We do not have to welcome everybody into our lives. We do not have to say yes to every church event or every outing with, you know, maybe something at our kids' school or whatever it is. We just don't. So if you're feeling guilty, you know, even for pulling back from people that may be unhealthy or have manipulative behavior, remember, Jesus didn't give full access to everyone. Like, not everyone got the private parts of him. So you can still love somebody from a distance and still limit their access to your heart. I always say to my coaching clients, you can love somebody, but that does not mean you have to be in close proximity to them. You don't have to be close with somebody to be kind to them, to show respect, to honor them. You can honor them with your words, how you speak about them, how you react towards them, or when you hear their name. There's a lot of different ways, but Jesus didn't trust everyone. Okay, number four, Jesus asked honest questions and he let people walk away. I think one of the most boundary things that Jesus did is he let people make their own choices, even when they walked away from him. So we get to show up, communicate very clear what's happening inside of us, what we would like to see happen. Again, I talk more about this in my boundary study as well. If you want to pick that up, you can go to jessicahoddle.com/shop. I also have other Bible studies that you can work through, but there is a boundaries Bible study for you to go through that has a lot of questions, practical application, what things look like and how to talk and speak. But Mark 10:21-22 says, Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing you lack, he said, go sell everything you have and give to the poor. Then come, follow me. At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad. So Jesus didn't beg him to stay. He didn't try to convince him. He didn't give him every reason. He didn't overexplain, which, all right, I again talk about this with my coaching clients about when you're setting boundaries, depending on the level of influence that you have with this person, you do not have to explain yourself and give in-depth detail about your choices. He spoke the truth in love and he let the man choose. So we get to offer love, we get to speak truth, and we get to release the control. We don't have to force somebody. We don't have to chase people, because boundaries give others room to choose too. And the last thing I just want to quickly touch on My clients know this by the sphere of influence. This is what I talk about. But Jesus didn't treat everyone the same way relationally. He really modeled these relational layers, which is something we all need to recognize. And that gives us kind of this guideline of how to set these boundaries. So think of it kind of in circles. The crowd gets general access. The 12 disciples, they got more personal investment. And the three got his heart and the vulnerability. So you're not unloving for being selective. You're just being intentional and wise. So quick recap, he had clear priorities. He took time alone to be with God. He didn't entrust himself to anyone or everyone. He let people walk away and he had relational layers. So boundaries protect what matters. You have full permission to set them, establish them, because they are Christ-like. They are loving. They make love sustainable. They reflect wisdom, not walls. Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Next time you feel guilty for needing space or saying no, just ask yourself, am I being selfish or am I following the example of Jesus? If this episode just encouraged you or helped you, share it with a friend or just leave a review. It helps more women untangle their thoughts as well and walk in freedom. And if you are just wrestling through setting boundaries or being a people pleaser, book a free 20-minute consult today where you know that you don't have to feel stuck anymore. You just don't. Remember, you can love like Jesus and live with boundaries like him too. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.